Thank you, Cynthia. You know, these mornings, they really are amazing. And they give me such joy and a tinge of sadness. Joy because I have the opportunity to work with so many amazing women. Yes, there are a few men in the building, and we even have our own guys' lunch on Wednesdays with Father Marty. So, but the tinge of sadness comes about because a little over 10 years ago, when we were looking at schools for my daughter, I wasn't sitting in one of these seats. I looked online, I'd heard about Oak Crest, my wife had heard about Oak Crest, and we looked online at the tuition, and we thought, there's no way we could afford that. And we never bothered to call the school or come to one of these sessions and learn about what an amazing gift Oak Crest would have been for my daughter. And so my daughter did not have the opportunity to go through a great formation and education program like Oak Crest. We homeschooled her through middle school and high school, and she went on and graduated from college, and she's doing well. The prison does have visiting hours once a month, but no, but she, you know, we did the best that we absolutely could. But I think about the opportunity that she didn't have to learn from amazing women like Mrs. Bell, who's and other faculty members who are subject matter experts in the subjects that they teach and who care deeply about their students. She didn't have an opportunity to hear homilies like Father Marty's homilies every day, which are fun and joyful, but at the end of the homily, you always find yourself feeling a little bit closer to our Lord. She didn't have an opportunity to play sports and to really learn from other students and coaches how to deal with challenges and overcome adversity and work as part of a team. And so I've made a commitment, and my wife and I, we have made a commitment together, that even though our daughter didn't have an opportunity to attend Oak Crest, that our granddaughters will. So I'm getting on my daughter to get married and start having young women so I can see them grow up here through Oak Crest. So a couple things. Why am I talking to you? So as Miriam said earlier, this is a major investment for any family. Our tuition, as you know, is roughly $25,000 a year. It is a significant investment, and probably the most significant investment any family will make outside of the purchase of their primary home. And one of the things that I would encourage you to do is to think about, what is the return going to be on your investment? What does your daughter look like today? And what person will she be 7 years from now when she graduates Oak Crest as a senior and is ready to go to college? You heard Mrs. Bell talk about the middle school years and the high school years being the most formative for our children, and they really, really are. We want to give them everything that we possibly can to prepare them for college and to prepare them, as Mary talked earlier, to take on the challenges and the battles of the world. And the opportunity for her to spend 7 years at Oak Crest will give her the foundation to do that well. Excuse me, I'm just getting over a little cold. One other very practical thing before I talk about the tuition assistance. Our daughters, when they go to school, will spend more time with their faculty members and their friends in their school environment than they will with us at home. So this is really a critically important decision that you and we all make as parents, what school we decide to send our children to. So I would encourage you to beat us up, to vet Oak Crest, to come back, to ask to speak to faculty members, ask Miss Ortiz questions, get to know Oak Crest. And if you're looking at other schools, go through the same process. Our daughters deserve that level of due diligence for us to put into this decision-making process. You may think it's odd that I'm telling you to go to apply or talk to other schools, but I have such confidence in the amazing program that we have here. I know when you match our program up against other similar schools, if you really do spend the time to get to know us, in the end, you'll choose Oak Crest. So, Cynthia asked me to talk a little bit about our tuition assistance program. It really is fundamental to the Oak Crest mission. So our goal, we believe so much in the program of formation and education here at Oak Crest. Our goal is to get as many girls through this program as possible. We want to send young women out into the world to transform it. And we want to help you as parents do everything that we can to help you afford the tuition, which is why we are so committed to our tuition assistance program. Just to give you a sense, today 45% of our students receive some level of tuition assistance. The average award is about $10,400. We have donors that support our tuition assistance program because they believe in the mission of the school and what we're doing. So what is tuition assistance? It's basically a grant that reduces the cost of tuition for families that really do have a financial need. It is a need-based program. It's not an academic scholarship. It's purely need-based, based upon your financial situation. It's also important for you to realize that our admissions process is need-blind. So the Cynthia and our admissions committee have no idea whether or not you've applied or will apply for tuition assistance, and they don't care. It has nothing to do with the decision to admit your daughter to Oakcrest. All of our wards are determined by a committee, and that committee meets several times during the course, really over the next month or so. We'll be meeting several times to review applications and make award decisions. So the way we look at tuition assistance, and Mary talked a little bit about this, the element of the parent partnership, right? We as parents, we're primarily responsible for the education and formation of our children. And Oakcrest takes its role as a partner in that very, very seriously. We look at the tuition as the same, in the same manner, in the same approach. You as parents are primarily responsible for financing and paying for your daughter's formation and education program here at Oakcrest. But we partner with you. Where your financial resources end is where we want to step in and be able to help you meet the full cost of tuition. We do ask you as families to make a maximum and an honest effort to cover as much of the cost of tuition as you possibly can. And that gets back to what I just mentioned, which is, as parents, we're primarily responsible. And so families come up with all sorts of creative ways to find funds to cover the cost of tuition, whether it's looking at savings, doing work, and investigating various scholarships. And I'm happy to talk and meet with you afterwards and give you some insight on some things that you may be able to do individually to find money. Yes, there is free money out there for K through 12 education. Or also just changing some of the things that we may do as a family, whether it's looking at the number or the nature of vacations that we take, or looking at spending that may be discretionary that maybe we could pull back on to have more funds available to cover the cost of tuition. We do ask that all students, regardless of whether you receive tuition assistance or not, strive for obviously academic and personal excellence. And we think it's important too that if you do receive tuition assistance, it's a good thing to communicate with your daughter that there are others who, through their generosity, are helping to make her education at Oakcrest possible. My daughter went to Thomas Aquinas College, great Catholic school out in California, and one of the traditions that they have is any student that receives financial aid is required to write a letter to a benefactor. It's not a personal letter, but it's a letter that a benefactor will receive from students who express their generosity and their gratefulness for the donations that benefactors make that allow that student to go through that type of college education. We don't have that as a requirement here, but I think it was great for my daughter to go through that process and for her to understand that there are generous folks who are helping us as a family and helping her, and something that you as parents should think about whether or not it's an opportunity for you to share something like that with your daughter. Okay, so very practically, our tuition assistance application process is open. The deadline is January 29th. We use a third-party service called FAX, Grant and Aid. What you'll do is you'll get information through our website, and I have handouts that you can pick up off of the piano about exactly how you can complete the application. You'll go online. You'll provide information about your income, your expenses, your savings, your home ownership, your debts, if you have any, all the financial information. We want to know as much as we possibly can. FACS takes all of that information and through a number of algorithms and formulas and whatnot, they come up with a potential financial need or financial contribution that each family is able to make towards the tuition. And that's really where our work begins. Once you submit your application and I receive it, I will reach out to you. I'll ask questions if there's information that's unclear. We'll talk about, you know, the information that you've provided. One of the questions that we always ask is, tell us about your special circumstances that don't fit neatly in a line item for a tuition assistance application. So for example, like my family, we have a 12-year-old son who has autism. He has all sorts of therapies and a supplement regimen and all these things that cost money. Well, the application doesn't have a line item that says expenses for a 12-year-old with autism. So I would ask you, if you have special circumstances like that, that limit your ability to cover the cost of tuition, that you tell us about that, that you put that in a letter or an email or whatever it might be. There's even a space that we put at the end of the application where you can put information in there about those types of circumstances. So the application, there is a fee. There's a $30 fee that FACS charges to process the application. If that $30 fee happens to be a hardship, by all means, send me an email or call me. We can get you a voucher or a waiver for that. One of the things that's very important as part of the application process, we do require that you submit your 2017 tax returns to FACS. You can actually upload them into the FACS system and they go right into your account and it's very secure. You don't have to worry about any security issues with that. The reason we ask for tax returns is because it's really the only independent objective way that we can verify that the information that's been provided is complete and reasonably accurate. So if you haven't done your taxes already, and if you have, kudos to you. I haven't, and I'm not going to do them for a while. Our award letters will be mailed out on February 22nd when you receive your acceptance letters. If you happen to have filed your taxes before February 22nd and you have submitted them to FACS and they have processed them, your award letter will indicate that your tuition assistance award has been verified. If you haven't filed your taxes by February 22nd, don't worry about it. Your award letter will indicate that your award is provisional until such time as you file your taxes. The deadline for filing your taxes and submitting them to FACS is the same as the IRS deadline. It's April 15th. So pretty self-explanatory. I think that's basically it about our program. The handout has a lot of information. It's done in a bullet point form, very easy to read. My contact information is there. Please don't hesitate to call me if you have any questions or you'd like to further explore opportunities to finance a great education like we have here at Oakcrest. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Matt. I would just like to share a couple of key dates in the admissions process, and then we can adjourn for more coffee, treats, and plenty of chatting with all of us here. The middle school application deadline is January 26th, so that's coming up. And a shadow visit is required of all applicants. So if your daughter is interested in applying and has not yet shadowed, please come talk to me. We can set up a shadow visit. You can also set them up online. Or you can email me or call me if you want to set that up at another time. And I am always just an email or a phone call away, so please don't ever hesitate to reach out to me with any questions, big or small. You're never pestering me. It's my job, and I love doing my job. I love talking about Oakcrest and how it could best serve your daughter. So please don't hesitate. Thank you very much for being here today. And as I said, we're all here to talk with you now, and it would be our pleasure. Thank you.